Carolina's Classic Rock 101.1. Got a great weekend coming up for you this week at Charlotte Motor Speedway and Z-Max Dragway. In fact, you can go to the website right now for your chance to win a four-pack of four-wide national tickets to Z-Max Dragway. That's coming up on Sunday. We're looking forward to that. And, of course, we got to get Jonathan on the radio and say, Jonathan, what is going on this weekend, not only with Z-Max Dragway? We have a lot to talk about the Coca-Cola 600, which is just around turn four.
Hard to believe we are just a month out from the Coke 600 weekend, but that means one thing. You don't have to wait because drag racing's in town this weekend. So a lot going on. Finally good to get back on the radio and check in with you guys and everybody down in your neck of the woods to say that racing's back and we're ready to roll. The 2022 season is here, and we could not be more excited to fire things up and get things going with four-wide drag racing this weekend.
And, of course, it's the Circle K NHRA four-wide nationals kicks off Friday, and the weather looks like it's going to be great. The weather is going to be just like today, beautiful outside, and your chance to go up to Z-Max Dragway, all you got to do is hit up 800-455-FANS or charlottemotorspeedway.com or check out our website, classicrock1011.com. But what you got coming up with Z-Max Dragway this weekend?
Yeah, you talk about the weather. That's a double win because mid-70s on Saturday. Saturday is kind of moving day with qualifying Friday and Saturday. It's great to have good weather to get out there in the pits, to be able to walk right up to the drivers, watch the teams tear down the cars, get your autograph and your picture, everything else. It also means really great weather for the racing. And these race cars at Z-Max Dragway are known to go real, real fast. So this time last year, we actually put three motorcycles over 202 miles an hour down the racetrack. First time they had ever broken that barrier in all of NHRA drag racing. Had one go 203 miles an hour. With weather like that and conditions like that, if you're a race fan and you can appreciate just the sheer insanity of someone holding on for dear life to a motorcycle going 203 miles an hour, the conditions are going to be perfect. If not, the conditions are going to be perfect to come out and just enjoy the spectacle that is four-wide drag racing, whether you're out in the pits watching the cars or watching the teams break the car motors down in between runs, you know, enjoying all that Nitro Alley has to offer. You can get in little simulators and ride those. We're going to have nostalgia cars. We're going to have autograph sessions, anything and everything you can want. We are back to business and ready to go racing.
See, that's one of the cool things that you touched on. Every ticket is a pit pass. You don't get that in NASCAR. You can get pit passes by all means. But the cool thing is with drag racing, and of course, Tony Stewart, now part of drag racing with his wife, Leah Pritchard. It's Leah Pruitt, isn't it?
Pruitt, yes, yeah. Sir. Yep.
And you might see Tony running around there. In fact, you probably got a good chance to see Tony running around. But you can actually see them break down these cars, and you can actually talk to the crew. You can talk to the drivers. It is such an accessible sport. It's why it's one of my favorites.
I think that's really what sets it apart, Stone Man, is just that accessibility. And you know, you think about the NBA during the playoffs. Can you go sit at the end of the bench in between quarters and listen to the team huddle? No, you can't do that. You think about football and the Super Bowl. Can you be on the sidelines and you know, throwing passes with the quarterback? No, you can't do that. But in drag racing, you are right there in the thick of it, in between elimination rounds, in between the qualifying sessions. You know, the drivers come out and they'll tell you all about how they ran, whether it was great or whether it was terrible. You know, they'll pose for photos and sign autographs and show you what they're doing to, you know, pack the chutes and get ready to go out there and try to do it all over again. So it really is a unique thing to drag racing. I don't know that there's another sport where the fans can buy any ticket, you know, general admission, $30 bottom of the barrel ticket, and have that kind of access to be able to walk right up to the biggest stars in the sport and you know, in the middle of their game, so to speak, in the middle of their race day, and be able to interact and have those conversations, grab those photos and autographs. It is a really, really neat experience for sure.
And you get to meet some great people too. You got Brittany Force at the top of the heap right now. And of course, the legendary family, the Force name, Doug Coletta, Antron Brown. And also you got Justin Ashley and Steve Torrance doing pretty well. And you get to meet all of these people just with getting one ticket. Again, you can get your tickets right now at 1-800-455-FANS or charlottemotorspeedway.com. Because if you've never gone to an NHRA event, not only with two cars going down the track, you add four, and your body just vibrates when those top fuel dragsters go down.
Yeah, it is violent standing still, and that's not, you know, that's not an exaggeration. I mean, you can feel it in your chest. Your nose is burning from the nitromethane that's up there unclogging those sinuses. Your eyes are watering. But you're talking about 44,000 horsepower. So those four cars, when they take off down the racetrack, have more horsepower than an entire field racing at the Coke 600 when they're 40 cars strong. So it is an absolutely incredible experience. You know, we set off car alarms in the parking lot. Yeah. You can hear it from miles and miles away. But it's really, you just can't do it justice. You've got to come out and experience it, and I promise you'll be hooked.
Well, the weather's going to be great, and again, you can win tickets right now at ClassicRock1011.com. And if you want to experience the whole weekend, which is the best way to go, 1-800-455-FANS, and also CharlotteMotorSpeedway.com. And speaking of Charlotte Motor Speedway, not too far away from the Coca-Cola 600, and you've got a few changes that you got coming up.
Absolutely, yeah. You know, we've got this countdown clock down in the lobby that ticks down the days till we get to race day, and it's going as fast as some of these race cars, it feels like right now. But we are we're counting down to Memorial Day weekend. You know, for those tried and true race fans, you know that Memorial Day weekend is all about saluting the military, paying tribute to all the men and women of the armed services that do us proud each and every day. That will not change. That will never change at Charlotte Motor Speedway. But what we want to do is we want to build on that tradition. So what we're actually doing this year, we're bringing Circle K Speed Street, which is the big music festival that's always kind of accompanied Coke 600 weekend, from Uptown Charlotte to the racetrack. So we're going to transform our fan zone right out in front of the speedway into a 3-day music and entertainment festival.
Outstanding.
So it's we're going to have all kinds of bands and acts performing. We're going to have all sorts of other entertainment. You're still going to have that fan zone feel. So you'll have our partner activations with Toyota or with Coca-Cola. You'll have the souvenir haulers so you can get the latest gear from your favorite driver. But we're going to throw a big stage up, throw a big party, and you get in absolutely free with any race ticket. So if you've got a truck race ticket, an Xfinity race ticket, a Coke 600 ticket, you can come right on in. Or for $20, you can get in without that race ticket. So you'll have your whole setup, whole venue sort of planned and prepared. So now you don't have to decide, am I going to Speed Street uptown or am I going over to the Speedway to check in the action? You can have it all.
That's coming up at the end of May, and we're looking forward to that. And of course, can you name any of the bands? Because I think you named, there's a great classic rock band that is going to be at your venue for part of that.
There most definitely is. For our classic rock fans, Steve Miller Band is going to be out here on Saturday performing, and we could not be more excited. You know, we post these kind of things on social media, and sometimes you get a ho-hum response, and you know, this is one that everybody was like, I can't wait to come out and see Steve Miller Band. There's so much good music that those guys have put out through the years. There's a reason they are just one of the ultimate long-running performance groups, and we could not be more thrilled to have them coming out Saturday. Like I said, if you've got a race ticket, even if you've got a Friday night race ticket, you can come out on Saturday. But there's so much action on track, I'd encourage you to check out the OSCO 300 race day tickets as well. But check out the band, check out the racing, pop in, pop out. It's going to be a great, great show.
And again, more information on the Coca-Cola 600 weekend and Steve Miller Band concert, CharlotteMotorSpeedway.com, 1-800-455-FANS. And if you're looking forward to getting up to Z-Max Dragway this weekend and just go see some just crazy wild action, I still remember Tony Stewart's YouTube video the first time he went down the track in a dragster. You know, he thought he was cock of the walk when he was a NASCAR series champion and also being a hell of a racer and of course, a team owner. But him going that fast, I think, blew his mind.
Yeah, you know, I think it's been really fun to see. You think about Tony Stewart, and the man can race anything that's got wheels and probably some stuff that doesn't have wheels.
Yeah,
but,
right?
You know, I think when he was sort of indoctrinated, and it really hasn't been that long ago. I mean, I think it was either right before the pandemic sort of started or during the pandemic that he started getting out with Leah and seeing some of the behind the scenes of what makes NHRA drag racing such a cool sport. And he was instantly hooked. And he is finding himself at a whole lot more drag strips. I have no doubt, since we're here in NASCAR country, that he's going to be here, but probably going to bring some of his crew out from Stewart Haas Racing, I would think, certainly on Friday. I'm not sure what the whole schedule at Dover looks like for those NASCAR guys, but you never know who you're going to run into, because a gearhead's a gearhead, and you're always going to find those guys just out kind of wandering the pits and taking in all the action.
Well, he liked it so much, he made his own team and bought it.
He did. And they've done well. Listen, so Leah is his wife. Yep. She's racing for him on the Top Fuel side. And then Matt Hagan, who is a name that is very familiar to drag racing fans, came from Don Schumacher Racing and is running a Tony Stewart Racing funny car. And Hagan just won for the second time yesterday. So it's not just that he's kind of dabbling in drag racing. Tony Stewart is all in, and he's fielding winning race teams out there. So it's very cool to have him as a part of the sport, and really neat to run into him in the pits, because he still gets excited. It's just like a first time every time when they fire up those bad boys and let them loose.
Well, we get really excited as well, especially when we get to talk to you guys up at Charlotte Motor Speedway. One, because everything's starting to get back to normal. Everything's looking for good. No masks. You got no restrictions. Am I correct on that one?
That is absolutely correct. Yeah, we are wide open back to business.
And looking forward to it. This weekend, Z-Max Dragway coming up right next to Charlotte Motor Speedway. And, of course, the Coca-Cola 600 weekend coming up May 27th, 29th. Steve Miller Band in concert. All the details, charlottemotorspeedway.com. And if you want to get the weekend passes for this weekend and also the NASCAR racing coming up, again, the website can help you out with all of that, or it's a simple phone call at 800-455-FANS. Jonathan, always great chatting with you, and as we get closer to the 600, I know we'll be chatting with you again.
Absolutely. Can't wait.